Hello again. I'm Kathleen Dunn. You are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Tuesday, the 4th, 5th, 6th of July. And we're going to travel. We're going to travel this hour of the program. Martin Hintz will be joining us momentarily. We do want to say that we hit over 1,000 Facebook fans last week. So today, some Wisconsin Public Radio staff members will be selecting several of you, and we're going to get people who are not involved with the show. So we'll have people in our office select several of you to receive a free copy of a book that we have recently reviewed on the program. And that selection will take place later today. And then our producer, Rhonda Fanning, will send you a message. So check Facebook. We're doing this today to thank you for joining Facebook. But we hope to do this randomly once in a while just as a way to say thank you. So if you haven't joined us yet, please do so. It's the Kathleen Dunn Show on Facebook. And one of our guests is always with you. And we are thankful that you've joined our Facebook page. And people are starting to comment on shows, and we have this online community going, which is great. So if you want to comment on anything Howard Fineman had to say the first hour of our program today, agree or disagree, we're still trying to foster a lot of that communication off the air, because that's what I think about during the course of the day, what happened this morning frequently, and many of you may as well. So thanks for joining us, and look forward to maybe a little surprise later today. Maybe you'll get a book. I hope you do. Martin Hintz is our guest the next hour of the program. I've known Martin for a long time, but I had no idea how many books he has written. It's just amazing. It's like there are hundreds of them. Most appropriate to our conversation this hour, 25 Day Trips from Milwaukee, Back Roads of Wisconsin. He's also written Family Travel to Minnesota. He's written about Missouri. He has written Off the Beaten Path, Wisconsin, which was wildly popular. It's into its 9th edition. He's done a USA travel guide. He's looked at lots of different places in the world, including Ghana, Switzerland, Sweden, Morocco, Chile, Argentina, West Germany, Finland, and Norway, and the list goes on. He wrote a wonderful history of Irish Fest and has been involved with Irish Fest since its beginning. He is, and also Wisconsin Cheese, a cookbook and guide to the cheeses of Wisconsin. He is a past president of the American Travel Writers Group, and he is also a member of the board of the Milwaukee chapter of the Society of Professional Journalists and the Milwaukee County Federated Libraries Systems North Shore Library. So we're happy to have him with us. He's also written about murders in Wisconsin. He's just a very prolific writer. Martin Hintz is with us, and we'll be talking about some of the places you can go in Wisconsin that maybe you hadn't thought of, that are not heavily traveled, that are phenomenally interesting. He'll give suggestions, and I know that you'll have some as well. Our number is 800-486-8655. Our email address is talk@wpr.org. And Martin, hello. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, Kathleen, good morning. It's a pleasure to be here on a hot, muggy summer day in Wisconsin.
I know. It is muggy, isn't it? I can't take it anymore. I'm getting too old for it. But it's not as bad as Washington. We just
found out. That's for sure. But it's either this or snow. So we should be happy, right?
Aren't we? Well, we're happy we live here. Why is that? Because the weather is terrible, but we're happy we're here.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah, it's a good excuse to get out and about.
I had no idea you have written as many books about as many places as you have. You've just written tons of books.
Well, see, I'm a Gemini, so there's two of us working. And we each have a doppelganger, so that makes four. And then, you know, it goes on and on and on. So need a lot of help with this. but thank you so much for mentioning all those.
Yeah.
Been doing it for a long time, and it's a good excuse to see the world, see the state, meet really swell people, and ask embarrassing questions.
Right. Oh, it's just wonderful you've been able to go to so many places. So let's talk about Wisconsin here, and we can go to other places as well. But some of the off the beaten path, that's what I'm interested in as we travel our state. I know that you've done a great deal of traveling with your son, too, who helped you with one of these books. How do you decide what's off the beaten path? I mean, what kind of map did you draw for yourselves?
I don't think there is a map for off the beaten path. It's so, well, I'm an old Cub Scout, so you never get lost, naturally. So you can find your way looking at moss and stars and all that. But, yeah, son Dan helped. Son Steve helped. Daughter Kate helped. Wife Pam has helped. So any excuse to, as I say, travel the roads, but what is off the beaten path? Well, it's just any kind of an adventure that maybe you've never been to before or hadn't thought of. You can do off the beaten path in your hometown, too. Just maybe go down into a neighborhood and find a new restaurant, go to a museum you may not have visited before, and that might be off your own personal beaten path. So it's an exciting exploration to see what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it doesn't have to be a dirt track in the Northwoods, but heck, that's all part of it as well. So always finding new spots, and I'm constantly amazed at what I don't know. You know, and there's so many other great authors and people around the state who are covering the state. And, of course, the Wisconsin Division of Tourism has many, many, many suggestions. The DNR, Department of Natural Resources, for hiking and fishing, and there's a lot of great resources out there where you can find your own off the beaten path.
Do you like to hike, you and your family, or is it fishing or boating, or what is it you're looking for specifically when you travel?
Well, I did the Wisconsin Hiking Guide a number of years ago, and I think in one stretch of several months, I'll say I did 200 plus some miles of walking or whatever it was, and I swore I'd never walk again in the dark woods. But that took about a week, and after getting over that hump and getting the book done, it's still great to get out there and trek. Maybe don't hike quite as much as you used to. Bicycle, it's nice to sit down once in a while as you go downhill, and so any kind of activity is great. I just finished a fishing story for a magazine called Trailblazer on fishing along from Door County down to the Illinois line. And there's so much to see and do along that line with ways. So there's, you know, the state has the inland fishing and lakes and rivers, but we also have our big Lake Michigan and Lake Superior, and get a charter boat, or you can take a kayak, puddle around the Apostle Islands and go down, the Bark River and just dangle a line over the side and kick back with a good novel and pretend you're fishing. So I've done that way too many times.
That's the way I would probably do it, too.
Yeah, really.
You mentioned the water, and it is what makes Wisconsin, Wisconsin, and certainly Milwaukee, which is where we're talking from.
Yeah.
They are beautiful. And Lake Superior, they are just beautiful bodies of water.
Oh, sure. And that's really undiscovered territory for a lot of folks, at least in maybe southern Wisconsin, just like southern Wisconsin might be undiscovered for folks from the north. You know, we have to be tourists in our own state, and I like to always say that because there is so much to see and do, and, we have the Wisconsin Dells, which is so much fun and so popular for families, and I know we've been going there for a long, long time, and there's always something new, but, you know, Lake Delavan, like the Abbey Resort down in, that area, and they all have great things connected to water, and Prairie du Chien along the Mississippi or the Chippewa Flowage, and Lake Winnebago, huge, go sturgeon fishing, and you can go muskie fishing, and or you can just drift along in your kayak or sit by the dock of the bay and hum songs.
Hey, I know just the song to hum for that one, right? Yeah. You mentioned the Apostle Islands, the National Lakeshore. That's a really beautiful part and just completely untouched because it's a national park, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, right, and you can stand on the shore of Bayfield and pretend like you're counting all of them and some kind of disappear over the horizon. But you can visit lighthouses on the island.
Mm-hmm.
You can maybe see a bear. You got to be careful about that, and then you have to report those to the rangers. But there's deer on the islands. You can picnic. You can fish around them, water ski, kayak is great fun. And then Big Top Chautauqua is up there, and if folks aren't familiar with that, that's an indoor, that's a tent show that's been around for, 25, 30 years. in something like the old-time vaudeville, the old-time Chautauqua, where they have musicians and comics, and that's a great summer program up in that area. So you don't always have to be out battling the mosquitoes. You can listen to funny jokes and sing along. So great combo.
Yeah, it is a great combo. And, of course, we just finished in the Milwaukee area Summerfest, the world's biggest outdoor music festival. There are great other festivals coming up. You and I have a particular affinity for Irish Fest, which is now the world's largest Irish music festival,
that's
I understand.
They're celebrating their 30th anniversary this year. And I thought, oh, my gosh, 30 years of green. Happy days are coming again.
So,
that's always the third weekend in August, by the way, if anybody's interested in going Gaelic, as they say. But you don't have to be Gaelic. You don't have to be green. Just come on down, have a good time. But you go all over the state, whether it's Manitowish Waters or Wisconsin Rapids or Hayward or, in fact, Hayward or Manitowoc has a German Fest coming up, the 10th of this month. And that's a lot of fun, too, just like our German Fest here in Milwaukee. And so all over the state, they're just it's a ripping good time.
And there is a place, because I have it somewhere in my pile of papers here, that lists where all the festivals are during the summer.
Well, a lot of them you can get on the website for the Division of Tourism, and I think that's on your station website now as well. So that's a great place to start, and they have calendar events. And then each community, too, has most of them in the state have a site or at least an office of tourism, and then they'll be real happy to help you with a plan a date or even maybe get some accommodations nearby or at least suggest things. You use those resources. That's what I like to tell folks. You can plan a little bit. Don't overplan because part of the fun of back that off the beaten path is discovering new things that you might not find if you stick totally to your itinerary. But all those resources are available for folks, and take advantage of them too.
Mm-hmm.
Marvelous.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people are going to farmers markets. I guess Dane County has the largest in the United States, which is quite something. Are they all over the state now?
Yeah, they're just popping out of the woodwork, and people really appreciate good food and locally produced food.
Right.
Locally, I guess, as they say, if it's within 20 or 30 miles of your home, and you actually know where stuff has come from, like Pam and I raise vegetables. We're at the Fox Point Farmers Market, and that's a nice little growing one here in the Milwaukee area. And the Dane County is the largest with, I think they have 300 and some registered vendors, and about 200 plus show up every Saturday. And it goes through the autumn, of course, and you can get everything from cheese to flowers and all sorts of neat things there. That's so much fun. And then you can spin off and go to one of the neat restaurants in the area. And so just cheese is good, as we say, and so is fresh radishes and fresh flowers and things like that. So it's really amazing what we have to share with everybody else.
Yeah. We have a question about cheese making tours, actually, from Ann in Muskego. Hi, Ann. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Go right ahead.
Hi. I have a couple of elementary age school boys who interested in the cheese making and, watching how that goes on TV. And I said, there's things around us. We live in Muskego in the Milwaukee area. And so I was wondering if you would know of any places that have some good kind of cheese making tours or places we could go to investigate in real life.
Well, a great place and not too far away is Greene County, which is just south of Madison. And that's where it's really the heart of the Wisconsin cheese country, and there are like 13 cheese plants there, and you can tour, I think, just about all of them and get a feel for what kinds of cheese are available. They even make Limburger down there, the only place in North America, dairy near Monroe, and the kids can sample stinky cheese and say, hey, I might want to make that. That's just what you need, right, making stinky cheese in your kitchen. I think a good place to be would Department of Agriculture. The state might have a list of some of those available because the university extensions often have programs open to the public, and that might be a good place to check. So start with, like, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture and then the various University of Wisconsin extension programs, and there's several here in the Milwaukee County area, just like elsewhere in the state, too. So off the top of my head, I couldn't say specifically such and such a person does a cheese making course, but you could find them easily enough.
Not even a course, but like a tour, so you could, they could see how.
Yeah, most cheese plants are really happy to show you around, and you can look at the operations from behind, glass partitions, because of health reasons, the kids can't wander through the plant, but they have get a good view of things. And the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board is another great resource, and they have lists of all the cheese plants in the state. And just tap into their website. It's the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, and it'll tell you all about Wisconsin cheeses. And, of course, our own book, Wisconsin Cheese, is a guide to Wisconsin cheeses, and you get that in any good bookstore, as they say. And we cover all the or most of the cheese operations in the state with recipes from major restaurateurs and resorts and hotels, places that use cheese for recipes. So kids can practice with going to the local market, maybe getting some cheese, getting some fresh arugula or mosh, and they can make a salad. It helps teach them the value of good food and what cheese can be used for. So that's another option too. You can talk to the cheese makers who are at the markets, and they're really helpful. They'll give you a lot of suggestions, and they might even give you an idea on where to go for a class if your kids are interested. So
great. Thank you very much.
Sure. Thanks. Well, good luck. Have fun.
Yeah, thanks. Our phone number is 800-486-8655. Martin Hintz is our guest this hour, and we're talking about travel in the state of Wisconsin and actually beyond. Martin's written all kinds of books on travel all over the world. But we figured, trips that you want to take in Wisconsin, be it for a week or a long weekend, places that are not as well known as other places. And I'm sure that many of you have suggestions as well. Martin is the author of literally hundreds of books on travel. Our email address is talk@wpr.org, talk@wpr.org. And we have a ton of emails coming in as well. And the phone number, 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We go to phone calls for Martin, and let's start with Mark in Sheboygan Falls. We've already had one, but here's our second. Hi, Mark.
Hello, how are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
I was just visiting a park in Sheboygan County, Lizard Mountain State, our county park, and I was wondering if he knows are there other places like that around the state of Wisconsin? Because it says that those mounds are they've only been found in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Mark. Thank you for calling. There's a lot of mounds out in western Wisconsin as well, and Indian Mound State Park and some other ones. And, of course, across the river in Iowa, you can just zip across at Prairie du Chien. And the Marquette, Iowa area has a lot of parks, a lot of mounds you can explore as well. And along Pendarvis State Park, up above on the bluffs there are some mounds as well. In fact, that's, I think, the most romantic spot in the state, is overlooking the Mississippi River from those bluff areas, and then you feel the spirit of all those ancient folks behind you. Mm. And they're in shapes of, snakes and lizards and bears and all sorts of things like that. So again, I think the State Tourism Office might have a list of some places you can see some of those. And I think even Waukesha, downtown near their library, has some old mounds still remaining that haven't been plowed under. So you don't have to go really too far. So a lot of interesting sites around the state.
And the other thing that I wanted to find out about was once you find a spot like that and you notice that they're haven't been maintained well, who would you contact about that? Do you know anything about that?
Well, it all depends. Often at the entrance to the little area, they might say such and such county park or such and such city park or whatever, and then you'd probably, if you see some maintenance challenges, you might want to contact whoever is responsible for that, whether it's Jefferson County Parks Department or Milwaukee County Parks, or it might be the city of such and such that might have the mounds within their city limits. So usually a parks department is in charge of those. And it just depends, I guess, on wherever you're visiting. Yeah, you like to have things like that, you know, saved for future generations. So maintenance is so important and a big challenge in these fiscally tight times too. So check at the entrance to each place and see if there's a marker saying who's responsible for that.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mark. Alice in Sheboygan. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Alice.
Hi.
Hi.
I was just calling about my hometown, Spider, Wisconsin.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm sure you have all sorts of neat things happening there this summer.
Well, that's my old hometown.
Oh, okay.
My old hometown is Sparta, and I like to. Oh, I'm sure you guys have talked about the Sparta Elroy Trail, of course.
Great spot. Good spot. Yes, a lot of fun to hike and bike along
tunnel.
That.
Exactly. But I'm just putting a plug in for two old highways.
Okay.
We used to take, if we wanted to go to La Crosse, if we wanted to go to Madison, we took Old 16.
Okay.
The other one is Old 21.
Okay. And what can you see along that? Can you maybe give a couple
of suggestions? Sure. If you leave Sparta and take Old 21, you'll go through Camp McCoy, you'll go through my real hometown, I have to admit, Angelo, Wisconsin, which was called Athens at the turn of the century, Athens and Sparta. And you will go past Camp McCoy. You will continue on through Toma and Wyville, and that's a beautiful drive. But my favorite, of course, is 16 past all the bluffs at Target Bluff and on to Mauston, and there's a beautiful vineyard there, a wine vineyard. There's hard cheese. It's just a wonderful way to go to Madison.
And I'm taking notes as you're talking, so that's great. As I said before, that everybody has neat little off-the-beaten-path things that we can all learn from. So thanks so much for those ideas. Those are great.
Thanks, Alice. Our number is 800-486-8655. I'm going to talk a little bit, Martin, about the resort business. I grew up in Illinois around Chicago, and we used to come up to Wisconsin every year and rent a little cottage and go fishing for muskies and go swimming, et cetera. There used to be so many places where you could rent a cabin on a really pretty lake, and then they would have either an American plan or you cook your own food. Mm-hmm. Those kinds of places are going away now in Wisconsin, aren't they?
Well, not really. There are a lot of family-run.
Are there?
Oh, sure, here and there. And, of course, you just get on, type in Resorts Wisconsin, and you'll have quite a bit of information on your web.
Okay.
And each community, as I mentioned earlier, often lists accommodations in an area, and a lot of them are family-operated. And so you have those. What's great about Wisconsin, we do have such a variety of these really low-key, kickback, sit-back sort of places. And then you can get up to, like in the Fontana area, so many around Lake Geneva and beautiful resort areas and in the Dells and whatnot. And so you can take your pick. If you want to do water sliding and all that, of course, there's the Dells area, the world's capital of water slides. And That's great, and you can, if you didn't want to, you wouldn't have to go outside all day long, but darn, this summer, let's get out there and see the real world. But I think people are more sophisticated. That's not the right way to say it. They're looking for some more things these days, so resort owners often do little add-ons. They might have a special entertainment center. They might have pinball games for kids.
And mm-hmm.
They kind of ratchet it up than what it was back maybe when we were munchkins, and but you can still find those little mom-and-pop places, and they're just little cozy hideaways. And
right.
Yeah, I hate to mention one without mentioning the other 7,962 that are in the state, or whatever the number is.
I would assume that was the right number from the way you just popped it off.
It sounded pretty good, didn't
it? Yeah, it did sound good. So there must be around that many. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Okay. And where would we find, what did you say? Just go to Wisconsin Resort, Wisconsin Accommodations.
Yeah,
Google that.
Or accommodations or something like that. And as I say, each town often has their own little tourism website that lists accommodations, whether it's a motel or a family resort like that. So if you're going to Chautauqua, or you're going to Rhinelander or Mauston or, Eagle River, anything like that, they all have these really marvelous resources, and then each person can deal directly with the cabin owner or the resort owner. that's a good way to proceed.
Right. Jim in Rice Lake is next. Hi, Jim.
Good morning. I have a suggestion, too. I have been into GPS geocaching for a number of years, and geocaches are little treasure hunts, and you use a GPS to find them, and they're often placed in areas by local individuals who can lead you to some just remarkable, out-of-the-way, natural areas. Sometimes it could be in a park. Sometimes it could be out in the woods somewhere. And I would certainly recommend anybody who likes getting out and hiking and biking or whatever to pick up a geo or a GPS. They're reasonably priced. You can get a very a low-level model for about under $100. And I've had hours and hours of fun with my grandson out geocaching, and on my own, of course, as well. And there are thousands of places, caches that have been placed out into wild areas, and you can access them on a website called www.geocache.com, and you can download them or print off the coordinates for these different areas, and you can plug in your home area, and it will give you all the geocaches within a 25 or 50 mile radius of where you are, when they were placed, where they're located, clues on how to get there, and it is just a great way to use your geocache or your GPS skills and to develop GPS skills and
great.
Have a wonderful time being out there.
Martin.
Yeah, yes, that sounds like a lot of fun. Sure beats, like the old days, trying to find your way with a compass, and I mentioned laughingly about the moss on one side of the tree and a follow the stars. Things are so high-tech now. But I think a masseuse told me about that once, and she had a great time doing it. She went all over the place and with her GPS thing like you did. And it's a great one more family fun in Wisconsin. How's that?
Yes, it sure is. Thank you, Jim, so much for your call. Here's an email that's come in from John in Milwaukee, who's attending Summerfest, chatting with a young guy at one of the stages, asked where he was from. The guy said that he had attended a university in Worcester, Massachusetts 5 years earlier. He and five of his friends he'd met at the university converge on Milwaukee and Summerfest every year for an annual reunion. Nobody in the group is from Milwaukee. They just thought that Summerfest in Milwaukee offered a good place to meet for their annual reunion. He was quite surprised and a little proud to see that they had chosen Wisconsin as their travel mecca.
Oh,
that's a nice story.
That's unsolicited testimonials are always good fun. So should have Lisa at the Wisconsin Division of Tourism take that, or Dave Fantle downtown at
yes.
Visit Milwaukee can use that. He's a PR guy down there.
Yeah.
Always glad to have those kind of comments.
Right. Cindy in Lancaster. Hi, Cindy.
Well, hi there.
Hi.
Hi, I'm calling. I work for UW Extension here in Grant County and on nutrition education, and we want to promote families being active, but we're trying to reach families who maybe can't afford to go to resorts or places like that and still get out and see our area. So we created a book called Get Active in Grant County, and it's a free book we hand out, but it's also online, and I'm driving, so I don't have the great website, but if you just plug in Get Active in Grant County, I'm sure you'll find it through UW Extension. But it just shows everything you can do in our beautiful area that costs little or no money.
All right. So tell us how you get active in Grant County.
Well, we have like 78 parks. That's including things in town as well as like Wyalusing State Park and things like that in our area. Bird watching, you know, places to fish. Places to, you know, roller skate or, you know, all kinds of things like that. It's just full of everything. There's something for everybody, young and old. And there's one thing, you were talking about geocaching. We have something listed in the book called letterboxing. I don't know if you've heard about that. So that's more of the rustic getting out and taking, you know, finding clues, so getting online. I think it's letterboxing.org. And you can get online and get clues and actually find little boxes that are hidden, but it's using, you know, the old ways to find it, you know, going looking at different things out in the woods or something to find this box that's hidden there, and we actually kind of put your stamp in it and take their stamp and put it in your book. So it's just a fun thing for family to do, too.
Well, Grant County is so much fun, and I'm not going to tell my secret place, but it's a great place to look for morel mushrooms. And a year ago, I got something like 14 pounds out of one.
Woo!
Yes, and I'm not telling anybody where that is, but go to Grant County anyway and have a lot of fun.
14 pounds.
You betcha. Oh, that was so good. That's another fun thing to do to poke around part of the state is to kind of forage, as they say. We have friends who have farms out in Grant County area, so it's, you know, it's all on the up and up. And but it's just grand fun to come back, and then everybody cooks up something. And, getting back to fresh local produce.
Right.
Can't beat it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your call. Let's talk about the Mississippi for a while. It's one of the parts of the state that I have not visited very much, and yet every time I go to a place like La Crosse and southwestern Wisconsin, there are some beautiful spots along the Mississippi.
Oh, yeah. And it's great for bicycling. It's great for motorcycling. The Great River Road along there is perfect in the winter, excuse me, in the autumn, well, winter as well, but, you know, the marshland flood area is, it's just really amazing with the turn of the seasons, and it's on the flyway for so many migrating species, so if people love birds anywhere along there from Prairie du Chien north or even down, as the young lady mentioned about Grant County, there, that whole stretch has a lot of overlooks. You can poke along the way, and the Department of Natural Resources is an excellent source for these little pullovers, and they'll tell you some great spots to go and when the season is good for such and such a bird. And often they have rangers or interpreters at these locales that are helpful as well. And it's just really a marvelous excursion, that whole stretch, you know, from along between Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin. And, you know, as I say, you can motorcycle it. That's one of the top areas for the Harley fans. Just love that stretch of highway that parallels the river, as well as just, you know, cyclists do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can hunt, you can fish, you can poke along, you can eat good bison burgers, you can fish along the dams, lock and dams. It's fun for kids to watch the locks and dams as a boat goes through that, and then they, you know, teach them a little bit about hydraulics and boating and safety and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, and eagle watching is great there, too.
Oh.
Yes. Can't forget to mention that. So, and the Wisconsin River that empties into the Mississippi is good for the eagles as well, all the way, you know, up towards Spring Green and, you know, that stretch of area.
Mm-hmm.
That's, of course, that's where the first the French explorers, they popped out there back in 1600s, you know, and hey, this is all new, but the Native Americans were there a long time before, enjoying the same thing. So it's a great long tradition.
We were with some friends. Sometimes you feel like you've lived in a place for so long that you assume everybody knows everything about what's going on in your state, but we were with friends in Illinois for the 4th and talking about, you know, all kinds of things. Shakespeare came up because we were reading the Declaration of Independence, and for some reason we started talking about Shakespeare. And I was mentioning the American Players Theater, where I haven't been there in quite a few years now. But what a treasure that spot is, and the whole Frank Lloyd Wright, Taliesin East, and it's just beautiful there. And that theater is a treasure for this state.
Oh, it's totally amazing. And they got so many internationally known performers who come and help out with the existing troupe of Wisconsin-based actors, many of whom are internationally known as well. And I'm not sure what the schedule is this coming year, but that's a great mix of the Shakespearean ones, as well as, you know, they might do Oscar Wilde, they might do some other marvelous playwright, too, and to have your picnic lunch nearby or outside the grounds, and that's a lot of fun.
It sure is. Martin Hintz is our guest this hour. We're talking about traveling in Wisconsin, and he'll let you go beyond Wisconsin if you'd like, because he certainly has. He's written hundreds of travel books and other books as well. He's written books on Wisconsin cheese, a cookbook and guide to the cheeses of Wisconsin, Back Roads of Wisconsin, Family Travel to Minnesota, 12-day trips from Milwaukee, America the Beautiful Missouri, America the Beautiful Hawaii, Enchantment of the World, the Netherlands, Celtic Bedtime Tales. He's just an extremely prolific writer. And his Wisconsin Fun with Family is another one of his books. So he's the guy who knows about traveling here. Also, the one that has had so many editions printed, Off the Beaten Path, Wisconsin. Here's our number, 800-486-8655. Our email address, talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We hit over 1,000 fans last week on Facebook. I've become a bit of a Facebook fan. Kind of like it, talking to people. So today, some Wisconsin Public Radio staff members will be selecting several of you to receive a free copy of a book that we've recently reviewed on this program. That will take place later today, and then Rhonda Fanning will be sending you a message saying that you'll be receiving a book. Pretty cool, huh? We're doing this to thank you for joining us on Facebook, but also to thank you for listening to this program, and we plan to do this randomly once in a while as a way to say thank you, so thank you. And that'll be kind of fun. Oh, and you can get to the Facebook thing by going to the Kathleen Dunn. Some people had questions about how to spell my name. D-U-N-N is the way to spell it. Kathleen Dunn Show, and we're there on Facebook. All right, back to phone calls for Martin Hintz, wonderful travel writer from Wisconsin. And we go to Jim from West Salem. Hi,
Good
Jim.
Good morning.
Hi, Jim.
Great program. I used to teach Wisconsin history.
Oh.
Okay,
oh.
Kathleen, you take
Honorable
a route
profession.
Up on the lake up north to Grafton and get on 60 and go west on 60 until you can't go any further. That would be Prairie du Chien.
Uh-huh.
Then you go up on 35.
Uh-huh.
And you go up there until you hit Prescott and then come on back down. It's fantastic. You'd see the Mississippi, great roads. You talk about cheese, history, wire loosing, you name it. Stop at Hartford on the way out and visit the car museum.
Yep, yep.
But I think that's a great, great way to go to in Wisconsin. What do you think?
Oh, fantastic. And did you say you were from West Salem, sir?
You're right.
Well, that's the home of Hamlin Garland,
exactly.
You know, the great American novelist.
Exactly.
And his great book was Maine Traveled Roads, quite different than Off the Beaten Path.
Right.
But he won the Pulitzer Prize for novel writing back in the 20s. And
exactly.
He lives, and his home is still open in West Salem.
Yeah.
And you can tour that. And he's one of our many, many state writers who are just so well-known. So I'm glad we got a little tip on West Salem right there.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's La Crosse area.
Yep, in La Crosse area. Go up, take 60 until you hit Prairie du Chien.
Okay.
Take 35 up the river.
All right,
and
thank you.
And along the way.
All right, thank you, Jim.
You bet.
And meet you for coffee somewhere, huh? That'd be good. Here's an email that's come in I don't know who it's from. What's your experience? Oh, it's from Joe in Fond du Lac. I'm planning a get in the car and drive somewhere vacation. I like those. Next month. What's been your experience with sleeping in your car if you're off the beaten path and you find yourself without a motel or a camping reservation? Is it frowned on by the police, by the DNR?
Well, yeah, these days they kind of look askance at that. And besides, there's a safety factor, too. You know, don't take a chance. Get a motel. Find someplace relatively safe. It's not wise, at least in my estimation. Maybe quite a bit ago, you could have. But I take a chance.
Right.
Often the campgrounds they have a space tucked away somewhere, and if you check in, they'll find a hole for you. Especially midweek, if you're not going on heavily traveled weekends like a holiday weekend, you can often find a great spot. And Wisconsin's Wisconsin State Forests have campsites that we often forget about up in around Black River Falls. It's just really quite pretty, and you can hear the wolves at night howling up there sometimes.
Yes.
Which is quite different than a coyote yapping. And you could probably sleep in your van or car somewhere there, but at a campsite where your reservation, and it's just a security thing.
Mm-hmm. Chuck in Wisconsin Dells. Hi.
Hi. Say, about this time of the year, you could go to a county fair about every weekend.
Oh, yes. And, coming up, I think
Jefferson County Fair is this week.
And,
Which one, sir?
Sauk County.
Sauk County, right, yeah. And those are so much fun. I like to watch the harness racing at some of these places. Those are good fun. That's the old world. My grandfather used to go tour around the Midwest with his sulky and...
Some of them have horse pulls and tractor pulls and stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah, those are just so much fun.
And usually great food, too.
Oh, yeah, pie, that's my thing.
Oh, pie, oh, yeah.
I'll go for that. Yeah. And then, of course, State Fair is coming up, too, and that's, you can sing songs about that and eat chocolate-covered cheese curds and all sorts of great stuff. Oh, dear.
Well, thanks for the show. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks so much. Now I've got that. I'm going to have that song on my R. State Fair is a great state fair. Don't miss it. Don't even be late.
Yep, another earwig, but that's a good one to have.
Yeah. Do you have another one? What's another state fair song?
Oh, my heavens.
Have one for Wisconsin? Do we have a state fair song?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Oh, by golly.
I cannot say, because somebody will come out with something, and that's another good trivia note that would be good to mention. You know, we laugh about books. I just did this Forgotten Tales of Wisconsin for the History Press, and that just came out a few weeks ago, and I should have had that in there if there is a state fair song. Good fun to add to that.
Yes, it would.
All these good forgotten stories.
Chuck, thanks so much for the call. Heidi in Reedsburg. Hi.
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 Great show. Thanks.
Sure.
I was writing notes as you talked. Man mounds over between Portage and the Dells on Highway 16. You can go there and see those. And
sure.
Then the Surgeon's Quarters at Portage.
Right. That's
and,
another good one.
Who was the artist that was so famous on the Saturday Evening Post cover?
Norman Rockwell.
Right.
Norman,
right.
Yeah.
There's a Norman Rockwell collection at the Voyager in Reedsburg. Great one. And Carr Valley Cheese from Reedsburg goes through Laval and Ironton. And they show you how cheese is made there also. And Woodside Ranch in Mauston is a nice little family place to go. They have horse shows and different things, trail rides. And
the Pioneer Log Village is up at Reedsburg, isn't it?
Outside of Reedsburg, between Reedsburg and Baraboo.
Yep, great spot. And then you have a trail, the old railroad.
Right.
400 trail.
The trail goes clear to Sparta, and our kids ride clear to La Crosse from here.
We could walk across the state if we really wanted to, I guess.
I guess we could.
Pause for pie.
Yeah.
You bet.
And a little swim.
You betcha.
All right, Heidi, thanks so much. We go to Bev from Dallas, Wisconsin. Hi, Bev.
Hi. I'm kind of crusading for northern Wisconsin. I feel that most of the territory north of 64 is kind of ignored by people down there.
Cool.
And I have several suggestions. I'm going to include Eau Claire, even though they're south of the highway, but they've got a real good museum there. And then there's another wonderful museum at Cameron, Wisconsin. It's just off Highway 53. And then there is one of the natural wonders of the state of Wisconsin, our waterfall at Patterson State Park, the Manitou Falls, which is 168 feet high. And there are several other parks and areas around here. And if you go east, you've got Shawamigan. And then
along the
Lake Superior coast, there's many, many places to visit. So I kind of... in one way, I'm reluctant to have done this, but because if we suddenly get crowded with all these tourists, why, we won't have our pristine situations. But there are so many things here in northern Wisconsin that are ignored from southern Wisconsin.
Well, it's again, off the beaten path, but I love St. Peter's Dome. And you can overlook Shawamigan Bay and out that area. And then standing next to some of those falls, those waterfalls, just the roar.
Yes.
And the spray, and you just feel it right down to your toes, and just the power of all that beautiful nature just flexing its muscles out there.
Our family goes to northern Wisconsin almost every year, Bev. It's one of our favorite spots. It is absolutely beautiful. And you can find little places along rivers that are pristine, that have beautiful colors in them, and I go visit the same spot every year. It's beautiful. It is beautiful.
And Superior is such a great city, too. You get all the Great Lakes history, and it's fun to see the museums up there and the old whaleback tankers and things like that, and drive from there over toward toward the east. You know, you wind up in the Apostle Islands areas and make that loop around. So, boy, you just can't go wrong. You know, it's, get that fresh whitefish from the lake up there. And those, I respect those fishermen who and fisherwomen who go out there all the time, and they work so hard those lakes, and it's just it's a great historical touch, but it's still contemporary too.
Right. Oh,
thanks for your call.
Thank you, Bev, so much for your call. We go next to Janine from Sparta. Hi, Janine.
Hi. You've been talking about Mississippi. I just want to add a little note for people if they're interested. There is a cruise available. It's called Mississippi Explorer Cruises. You can find them on the web, and they have tours that go out of La Crosse, Lansing, Iowa, Prairie du Chien, and Galena. And it's a pontoon ride. They take you along the backwaters of the Mississippi,
nice.
Depending on what season it is, depends on what you see. And they have regular scheduled ones, and then during the warm months now, they even have special cruises that you can take from Prairie du Chien or from La Crosse. Sometimes they have, like Kenny Solway is going to be on one out of La Crosse later this year, or different professors or somebody interested in the geology of the river or whatever. So we took one last year trip on it, and we really enjoyed it. And so I just want to let people know if they want to be on the river as well as just look at it, that's a way to do it.
Wow, that's like the old days of the big paddle wheel of steamers and all that. So,
well, this is a pontoon boat, but then, you know, and it's set up just for people to view, and can bring your own beverages and snacks along. And we really enjoyed our trip. And as I said, it's a way for people to be on the river as well as just drive by and look at it.
Well, good idea. Thank you so much.
And they're on the web, real easy to find.
Okay.
Thanks. Here's an email from Karen Martin. Mom and I would like to take a day trip, maybe with an overnight, leaving from the Dells area with a focus on little antique shops. Any suggestions?
Oh, boy. I should get my wife on the phone for that. Antique shops, jeepers. I think every town in the state has dozens of antique shops, don't they? I mean, you can, and yard sales are good, too, to find all sorts of.
Oh, yes.
Little things, and now is yard sale season, so if you don't find it at the antique shop, go to the garage two doors down, you just might come across that treasure. Bring a pickup truck and a van, because you'll probably fill it, no matter where you go.
And where would you recommend they stop for their overnight from the Dells?
Oh, golly, well, it depends which direction they're going. You know, you could go to Baraboo that's not too far from the city of, you know, Lake Delton, and you could, Circus World Museum is fun there, and I know there's some antique shops on the square in Baraboo. That's a fun little city. Or you can go down it's towards Spring Green. That's another great area for antique shops, all around the Taliesin area and around House on the Rock.
Yes.
In that area. And that's not too far from the Dells. That's a bit to the south. That maybe is a hour and a half, maybe, if you poke around, or maybe 6 hours if you stop in every antique shop along the way. So it just depends. But just bring the moving van. You can fill that up, I'm sure, with all sorts of treasures.
Yeah, thanks for that. And let's go to Ann from Madison. Hi, Ann.
Hi. This is a kind of a weird story, but this is about for the guy who called about sleeping in his car. And about 8 years ago, I decided to drive east to visit my mother because I had a car that was actually reliable. I didn't have a credit card at that point, although my relatives had offered me theirs, and I was sure I'd get caught. So all I had was money, cash, and a checkbook. And when I got to the Gulf Coast, I drove all around the edge of Florida, you know, and then drove through Alabama along the coast, and then Mississippi, almost to New Orleans, and then started north. And I ran out of money. I was somewhere, I think, in Mississippi. And at that point, I was at Biloxi, Mississippi. And so I had a car. I do still have it. I have a car that I bought because it was kind of inconspicuous. It looked like everybody else's, and it's dark colored. No stickers or, you know, nothing advertising my political beliefs or anything. And so I found kind of a leafy spot not too far from the beach and parked there overnight and put the seat back. It's really comfortable inside, although it isn't a van or anything. And then I drove north through Tennessee. Nobody caught me on the beach in Mississippi. In southern Tennessee, I first tried truck stops, and they're really noisy because these semis run their motors all night long.
And we're almost out of time, Ian.
Yeah, I drove about 15 miles in the dark and found a massage parlor. And I just parked under the trees there. Of course, nobody was doing any work at night. And I managed to find little spots to sleep in, like by lakes, you know. Sort of.
All right. You can do it. Martin, thank you so much for being with us. It was great fun. And good luck with all of your travel writing. And we thank you. And thanks, everybody, for all of your great calls this hour as well. Rhonda Fanning produced the hour. Thank you, Rhonda. Chrissy Pease, our on-air producer. Thank you, Chrissy. We'll be with you tomorrow at 9 o'clock.